Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network. My name is Jeff Bradbury. Thank you so much for joining us today and making TeacherCast your home for professional development. On this episode of Digital Learning Today, we're going to be talking to our friends at Rise Vision about how your school districts can build a complete communication system. You know, they say that the district that communicates best aren't the ones with the most tools, they're the ones with the best systems. And on today, we have a special guest who's a former educator who is here to share with you guys how to use Rise Vision to make sure that everybody is where they need to be, not only at times of crisis, but that all communication in your district is flowing freely. This is the first time you're checking out this series. Head on over to teachercast.net/risevision. You can check out all of our podcast episodes, video tutorials, and much more, all with our friends at Rise Vision. Also, if you're an instructional coach, you can head on over to Your Digital Learning Coach today. We've got some great new tutorials all throughout our Google Apps series. And if you're looking for some amazing reading this summer, head on over to teachercast.net/standards to check out my new book, Impact Standards, where you can learn how to not only create the systems that are going to drive your school district, but you're going to be able to use your instructional coaches to make an impact in your school district today. My guest today is a 10-year educator and is now the customer success manager at Rise Vision, where she enjoys helping schools build connected and thriving communities. It is a pleasure today to welcome Ms. Kate Haddad. Kate, how are you today? Welcome to TeacherCast.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me today. I'm excited to join you.
It is so great to have you on here. We're wrapping up this amazing series with Rise Vision. And for those who might not have checked out our first couple episodes, talk to us a little bit about Rise Vision. What is it and what is the company doing these days to support educational classrooms?
Yeah, that sounds great. Rise Vision is an all-in-one platform for digital signage. So we work with lots of different hardware, which is great for schools, especially that might have mix and match things on different campuses. But ultimately, we offer digital signage for your communication, screen sharing, which is great for collaboration within the classrooms. And then we also have emergency alerts, so we can cover all of your campus safety as well.
Now, today we're going to be talking all about creating a system, a simple solution that's going to not only affect classrooms, buildings, but entire districts and beyond. How does Rise Vision support school districts that are looking to build one single solution? I would imagine that most school districts these days have a bunch of apps that are doing everything, but Rise Vision has a different platform for this. Talk to us a little bit about how this is coming together.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of districts have, like you mentioned, a lot of different apps. But one thing that's great about Rise Vision is that it can be multi-channel but centrally managed. So what I mean by that is that you can use Rise Vision to meet all of the different needs as far as your signage, your screen sharing, those emergency alerts, all in just one platform. We also integrate well with things that districts are already using. That's, to me, what sets it apart, is that we can integrate with your current Cap Alert provider. And again, like I mentioned earlier, we are hardware agnostic, so we can work with the different hardware that you already have in the schools. A lot of times there's no additional hardware needed. So it's just a great way to take everything that you currently have and create it in a system where things can be centrally managed, but also segmented off, which makes scaling across the district really easy.
Now, there's a few different places that you can go for information about Rise Vision. On our side, you can head on over to teachercast.net/RiseVision. We're going to make sure that we have all of our videos, our podcast recordings, all of our blog posts, all of our great Rise Vision content is going to be over at teachercast.net/RiseVision. But if you also like to go directly to the company, you can go over to risevision.com. And let me ask you this here, Kate. When a school district is looking to bring this system in, how does that usually start? Is that a principal that reaches out? Is that a tech director? Who do you guys like to have in communication, and who do you guys like to have at the table when we're starting to put together a partnership here?
Yeah, so honestly, it can be all different kinds of scenarios. Typically, a teacher sometimes will hear about us, or someone within the district has heard about Rise Vision or has worked with Rise Vision previously. We do also work with a lot of principals, and then ultimately who we want at the table are those final decision makers, the ones who can look at our product and say, yes, this is going to work for us, and now we can move forward.
And one of the things that we want to make sure that we have put in place are these pillars that you talk about. You know, what are some of the things that a school district needs to have ready to go and available when they're trying to implement a system like Rise Vision?
Yeah, so in order to implement Rise Vision, the first thing is just taking, like I said, what you already have. So if you have classroom displays such as interactive flat panels, your hallway signage, offices, common areas. If you have displays available, or even if you need displays, we can provide those as well. But ultimately, it's deciding where on campus or within the district those displays are going to be. And then also the structure. So is this going to be a district-wide rollout? And then what that looks like as far as, you know, do we want to stagger this or do we want to roll out to everyone at once? And then also just making sure if you want those CAP emergency alerts that we get that all set up as well.
For those who might not have checked out our first couple episodes, let's really talk about those emergency alerts, right? There's so many different components into that. Yet in order to create a solidified system, what should a school district be thinking about? How, like, you know, who owns each of these different pillars here between the IT department, communications, the teachers and the office staff? How do you actually create a cohesive plan to make sure that everybody's notified when something happens?
Yes, absolutely. So we typically structure Rise Vision with a hierarchy for district office, and then we have the different school sites under that. So what's great with that is you can have each school site directly managing their content, but at the district level, you can also share and disseminate information across all campuses or a handful of campuses, depending on the needs. When it comes to the emergency alerts, especially if you're working with a CAP provider like Raptor, Crisis Go, there's lots of different ones. Ultimately, when you send an alert through one of those CAP providers, that will automatically take over all of the displays that you have assigned in Rise Vision. The other thing you could do as well is we do have overrides. And what you could do in that case is each school could be creating their content, and then the district is also sharing content alongside what the schools have created. So that's another option as well.
Now, Kate, anytime that a school district brings in a new platform, it's not just about setting it up. It's about making sure that it sustains throughout the year. And I know you've got some experience with this. Talk to us a little bit about the training process. How can school districts make sure that they're getting the most out of Rise Vision? Talk to us maybe about some of the features that a school district wants to set up first. And then how does that relationship build between Rise Vision and school districts to make sure that the IT department knows what they're doing? Maybe the main office knows what they're doing, communications. How does that professional learning piece of it happen?
Yeah, so once a district purchases Rise Vision, they get introduced to the customer success team. I am one of the customer success managers. So once I make that connection with a customer, then we work towards an onboarding plan. That may look different depending on the district and how they would like to structure it. We do have some flexibility in the way that we structure the professional development for the different, you know, departments that may be managing. So we do have some flexibility depending on what the district's end goals are. When we do the onboarding, generally it may be with IT teams first or with content creation. And when we're speaking to like the different features as we get set up, it's incredibly easy to use Rise Vision. That's one of the things that sets us apart. Once you get your displays added and your content created, the only real step that's left is to get that content scheduled onto the displays.
Take us down that step for a second, because I can imagine a main office in a high school and a middle school, everyone's busy. What is the actual process for putting that together? Is it simple? Is it stuff that you can set up overnight? Is it something that we can pre-program? What does it actually take to be successful with Rise Vision?
Yeah, what's great with Rise Vision is we have over 700 templates that you can use. The templates are extremely easy to just open and go. Some you don't even have to edit, but you can customize them according to your needs. But what's even better is that we can also bring in any of your outside content. So I know right now Canva is so huge. When I was a teacher, yeah, I was all about Canva. And so we do have a Canva integration where you can just click to log in. You'll see all of your designs and bring them right in. It's the same thing with Google Slides, PowerPoint. We can also connect right to like Google Calendar or Microsoft Calendar. So the automation that we have within Rise Vision is a huge, huge plus for busy teachers, because you can just set your systems up and they will go from there. There's not a lot of, you know, I have to hurry up and take this down because that event passed. Once you have it scheduled to expire, it will expire and erase from that schedule. And so it just makes everything so seamless.
I want to talk a little bit about the overall process here, right? As we're sitting here looking forward to our new school year, many school districts are looking out for solutions such as Rise Vision, but it's not going to be too long before school districts are asking, what software is effective? What systems do we have that is effective? How does a school district know that their communication strategy is a full system? How do they test this? And how do you make sure you know that when that time arises, everything is all set up and the system has worked for you?
Yeah, so we do a lot of testing prior to purchase as well, so they can test their system and have confidence in the product before they go through and purchase. But ultimately, once that setup is complete, you can control everything, all of those displays, all of your alerts and things like that with just a few clicks of a button. You don't have to go up to the displays and do things like that. You can remotely manage these. And within Rise Vision itself, you can look and you can see on every display, we give real-time screenshots so you can see what is on these displays right now at this time. And so using our different dashboards and things like that, you can also feel confident in what is showing on your displays.
Kate, you know, many school districts that are looking to bring Rise Vision in might be worried, especially over the summertime, that their existing infrastructure is not up to date. For any school district looking to partner with Rise Vision and worried about modernization of equipment, what advice do you have for them?
So the first thing you want to do is start with your existing displays. So what do you currently have on your campus? And if those are mismatched, so you have different hardware everywhere, that is definitely okay. But ultimately, the goal to modernize your digital signage is moving away from systems that are more manual and moving to systems that are more automatic, which is where Rise Vision comes in. You want to be able to have everything streamlined and easy for you so that you can really automate these things and take the load off of your staff that's already overburdened. And so Rise Vision being all in one really makes it easy to streamline that process.
So Kate, the great thing here is no matter where a school district currently is, no matter what the hardware is, no matter what kind of boards are currently in classrooms, now is the best time to reach out and start a conversation with Rise Vision. Where can they do that and how can they get started?
Yes, you can go right to risevision.com. There we have our pricing, we have transparent pricing, we have all of the different details of our products. You can also reach out directly to our sales team at sales@risevision.com.
I encourage you guys to check out all the great things happening over at risevision.com. And of course, if you're looking to find all of our Rise Vision content, you can head on over to teachercast.net/risevision. That's teachercast.net/risevision. Kate, one more time, thank you so much for coming on this show. It has not only been a great opportunity to have you on the show, but to have Rise Vision on our entire summer podcasting series. Hope you guys have a chance to check that out and check everything out over on our YouTube channel. Kate, thank you so much for your time today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff. It's been a pleasure.
And that wraps up this episode of Digital Learning Today. If you haven't had a chance to check out everything over at TeacherCast, head on over there for all of our instructional coaching needs. Our AI section is booming each and every week, adding more great things. And of course, one last time, check out everything over at teachercast.net/risevision today. And that wraps up this episode. On behalf of Rise Vision and everybody here on TeacherCast, my name is Jeff Bradbury, reminding you guys to keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.